What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 30th, 2017, almost to the end of the month. We're into summer now. Summer began astronomically on the 20th. It began officially on Memorial Day, and so now we're into it. Wednesday, the Pacific Hurricane Warning Center officially opens for the hurricane season. Out here in Hawaii, we only have two seasons. The rest of the world has four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and autumn. Here in Hawaii, we have two seasons, hurricane and tourist. So that's kind of where we are on that. Obviously, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Mike is in our control room. And a quick word of explanation. We were supposed to have a live show yesterday, including the lovely Lady Claire. Unfortunately, Sunday at 4 in the afternoon here on the island of Oahu, Spectrum, cable, internet, everything went down. No digital TV, no analog TV, no internet. It was a complete, we had dead wire coming into the house, basically what it was. And we were hoping that we're going to get it fixed. And I was in communication with RBN about, you know, last second, we're going to get this thing going. And the internet actually did come back just before airtime. And I was getting all set up and it was about ready to let RBN know that we were going to be live after all. And it all went down again. So that's why we had to have a rebroadcast yesterday, and I apologize for that. There were a lot of things we wanted to talk about relative to Memorial Day and proper respect and recognition of our serving military, even as we come to understand that they are not actually fighting and dying for what they have been told they are fighting and dying for, but that is no reason to disrespect those who wear the uniform anymore. Ooh, and I see the hackers are back attacking my web server right on time, so we must be over the target if they're that angry with me. Quick little program note, next Monday, June 5th, Gilad Otzman is going to be our on-air guest talking about his recent concert tour, his recent lecture tour, his new book out here, Being in Time. It's actually very intellectually challenging to read, but well worth it. There's a lot of insights in there about what's been going on over the last couple of decades. So we will definitely be looking at that next week here. All right, getting on to the news here. The Sethridge story is refusing to go away. It is, in fact, going global. Russia Today is now covering it. NTV, which is a major Russian network, actually covered it. And they even interviewed me for that story, which is amazing because I had no idea I could speak Russian. And it was just amazing to see my face and my mouth moving and hear all these completely unintelligible words come on out. But, you know, you live and you learn. What can I tell you? But it is getting international attention. It's not going away. And the harder they try and slap down on this, the more obvious it is that something is being hidden and they're out there. They're desperate to try and make this thing going away. And we have to be very careful of deliberately planted false information to try and trip us up. And I sort of have a question mark over this story. Apparently, there's a claim that there's a leaked FBI memo confirming that he had the DNC emails on his laptop and ties with WikiLeaks. Now, a lot of people are already saying the memo is a fake. It's hard to know. It's certainly consistent with the story that's come on out so far that the police had Seth Rich's laptop. They could not get into it because of the security. They enlisted the FBI to get into the laptop. So the FBI has the contents of the laptop, and nobody's saying anything. Oh, it's all gone away. It's lost. We don't know where it went here. But Kim.com, who is facing extradition to the United States over intellectual property violations, is communicating with his lawyer saying he is willing to provide the evidence that Seth Rich was the DNC leaker, as long as he is allowed to do so in a way that does not interfere with his attempts to resist extradition. So given what may lie at the heart of this whole hacking email scandal, I don't think a deal will be made. Because if what I think happened with Hillary's private email server actually did happen, nobody in the government wants this to become public because the scandal would destroy the central federal government. A serving Secretary of State selling out her country to foreign interests using that weak email server to deliver the goods and that charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. when you look at how hard they're working to keep this story under wraps, you know there is something really nasty being protected. From the corporate media's point of view, of course, and from Hillary's campaign and the DNC, they've been pushing the Russia hacked the DNC narrative for months now. And if it were to come on out that this was a complete fabrication, and there is no evidence to support it, that's another blow against their credibility. Now, Sean Hannity is apparently in the crosshairs now for having talked about this story of Seth Rich being the source of the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. And remember, when you look at all the DNC, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton emails that WikiLeaks let out, they all end at the time Seth Rich was killed. And that's a very significant giveaway. Now, there are a lot of other people who are out there floating possible alternative motives for the assassination of Seth Rich. Before we get into those, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. And these alternative theories may be an effort to try and say, well, it wasn't really the DNC leak. He was killed because of blah, 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 blah. But there may actually be multiple overlapping agendas, as often happens in assassination. And if the DNC leak story is true, it doesn't mean these others aren't. They could all be true. And that would certainly build a very powerful motive for wanting Seth Rich to assume room temperature. Apparently, there is a lawsuit called Johnson versus Edison Media that involved the rigging of the DNC exit polls during the primaries. Now, the case didn't go anywhere because apparently their key witness was going to be Seth Rich. Now, there's another story. This is coming out of Investment Watch blog, where apparently Seth Rich's girlfriend is saying that Seth Rich had discovered a way that the primary votes were being stolen from Bernie Sanders and given to Hillary Clinton. And the way it worked was rather simple. Hillary's people set up their own polling places, and the addresses of those polling places were sent out to known Hillary supporters through this smartphone application written by Seth Rich. The problem was they weren't really the official polling places. That was a separate list that went out to the Bernie supporters. And what happened at the end of the day is they would go into these duplicate polling places where Hillary supporters had voted. They would take those ballots. They would then take them over to the other polling places, and they would swap Bernie Sanders votes for Hillary votes. And the logs would all line up. There would be just as many votes as there were registered voters in the logs. And then they would simply destroy the Bernie Sanders votes and the alternative logs. And everything would line up in the bookkeeping. And this is the reason why we saw so many precincts saying that there were fewer voters than expected, because this scam was carving out large numbers of Bernie Sanders voters and rendering them invisible. And according to this story coming from the girlfriend, we think, no confirmation yet, Seth Rich didn't realize that there was this parallel voting place scam going on until the day he himself voted. And that's when he began to realize he'd been part of a large scam. That would have certainly been a powerful motive for him to decide that he needed to correct an egregious wrong which he was inadvertently made a part of. Meanwhile, the Democrats have launched a classic blame the witness smear campaign. There's all these anonymous Democratic operatives all over Twitter and social media saying, well, you can't listen to anything about Seth Rich. He was a heroin user. He was a druggie. He was all these bad things. If you look at a picture of Seth Rich, I mean, it's a happy-go-lucky guy, wears red, white, and blue, you know, very much in love with the image of America. And he certainly does not look like a heroin user, for one thing. He's a little overweight. And heroin users tend to be very, very slender and skinny. And so, again, it's just a smear job. And it just shows how desperate and scared they are that this is starting to gain traction in the global media and among the American population. Now, a lot of people have come forward with offers of rewards for information leading to the arrest of the killers or the plotters behind Seth Rich's assassination. And right now, it's totaling almost $250,000 out there just waiting to be had by somebody to blow the whistle on what happened and who was behind it. Meanwhile, looking back at some of the other strange deaths here, we need to look back at this lawsuit against the DNC, that was filed June of last year. Attorneys Jared Beck and Elizabeth Beck of law firm Beck and Lee filed a class action lawsuit against the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And the suit claimed that the DNC acted against its own charter by showing demonstrable bias toward Hillary Clinton in the primary, as well as failing to secure the data of the DNC donors. Now, the suit could have had massive significance for the Democratic Party had it gone forward to court before the election. But then the gentleman who served the lawsuit and was part of the lawsuit, Sean Lucas, he died under very questionable circumstances. And all of these deaths, you can all say, oh, this is a coincidence, that's a coincidence. There are simply too many of them. And that was basically the gist of the NTV story. There is a clear, obvious pattern of people who are threats to the deep state meeting untimely ends. Now, getting on to global terrorism here, we are starting to see the official story around the Manchester bombing continue to unravel. And the latest is coming out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, the FBI knew that Salman Abidi was plotting an attack, and they warned the British authorities, who took no action to stop it. Remember, last week we found out that Salman's own friends were calling the terror hotline and saying, this guy is dangerous, and he was not even under surveillance. Looking into his background, it turns out that he and his father were part of a British-supported jihadi group in Libya working against Gaddafi. So more and more, this guy is looking like he was an intelligence asset who was set up as a patsy. And it does happen all the time. Lee Harvey Oswald, a good example. The Tsarnaev brothers is another one. And apparently this morning there was another attempted terror attack in Paris. It was foiled. Two people have been arrested. And hopefully these people are going to provide information on just who it is they are really working for, which will never be provided to the public. Oh, it's this, it's that. It's everybody fighting agendas, dueling agendas here. Let's turn to the White House. As you know, the Trump-Russia ties meme is enjoying a renaissance, not because of Donald Trump or because of Putin, but because of Jared Kushner. And it's beginning to look like Jared was engaged in a little bit of inappropriate behavior. Apparently, he was in a meeting with the head of one of the Russian banks currently under U.S. sanctions. And the story, at least reported by Reuters, is saying that the head of this bank told Jared Kushner that if Jared Kushner could arrange for the sanctions to be lifted, the Russian bank would be willing to finance some of Trump enterprises and Jared Kushner's activities. Now, Jared Kushner himself, he's had a couple of major business failings. He's heavily, heavily in debt. It's hard for him to get credit to try and pick himself up again. So this would have been very attractive to him. The question is, was Jared doing this all on his own? Did Trump know? And if not, again, this is just Jared going out on his own. And from the indications inside the White House, that seems to be what happened. Jared was out there trying to make a deal on his own, and now all of a sudden he's getting a huge pushback in the White House away from Donald Trump. People are talking about the return of Steve Bannon as Trump's top advisor. Over in Vanity Fair, they even have an article. Is a previously unfathomable rift opening up between Jared Kushner and Trump? And is Trump moving away from being a father-in-law to being the president of the United States of America, which would be a very, very healthy thing? Because Jared Kushner is very pro-war, pro-Israel. A lot of people were very concerned that he seemed to have the ear of Donald Trump, and now it looks like that may be fading, and that would be a very good thing. Now, what Kushner did is inappropriate, and it should be looked into for possible criminal violations. But again, those who are saying, oh, it proves that Trump is this and Trump is that, you're being very, very selective, because there's a story that came out of Wall Street on Parade pointing out that Wall Street funds hold hundreds of millions of dollars of funds from those sanctioned Russian banks that are currently being investigated in connection with the Kushner probe. It's not like an either-or. A lot of people were doing business with Russia before Russia was designated our new Cold War enemy, back when we were all still friends, buddy-buddy. Everybody was doing business back and forth. That's what peace is supposed to be, peace through commerce. And a lot of these business arrangements are a little bit difficult to extricate from, especially with all the sanctions and everything else going on. So there's a lot of people who have business ties to Russia. Doesn't necessarily mean there's anything nefarious. It's just a reality of all of a sudden Russia went from being our good friend and ally to our despicable enemy. Pretty much around the same time that Putin took direct government control of Russia's central bank, and that's when he was moved to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Now, surprising resignation. We're hearing more and more rumblings about leakers being identified, about Trump's dissatisfaction with his current staff. I noticed on the press briefing today, Sean Spicer was back in the saddle as the White House press spokesman. There was rumors that he was going to leave. Apparently, that's not happening. He's now back in the saddle, and it looks to me like he's doing a good job handling a very adversarial media. But apparently, White House Communications Director Mike Dubke has resigned after just 3 months on the job and just a week after Trump came back from his international tour. Now, whether Mike was part of the leaks or there's something else going on, we don't know. But one thing is becoming very, very obvious. Donald Trump brought that you're fired button with him to the White House. And he's sending out a message very clearly that people who are not loyal to him, people who are trying to sell him some other party's agenda, they could very easily get a pink slip. I would like to see the Donald Trump that we all thought we voted for start to emerge from his little chrysalis. Time will tell whether that's actually going to happen, if he's trying to strain at the leashes that have been put on him. Sean Hannity, speaking of Sean Hannity again, he's out there saying this whole Russia collusion narrative is crumbling, and it is. They have zero evidence for it. The entire case about Russian collusion was based, first of all, on that now discredited dossier of Donald Trump and the prostitutes in the hotel in Moscow doing icky things to the linens. And the other one, of course, with especially the DNC hacking the Russian servers, all came from this one company called CrowdStrike that was hired by the DNC to look at the servers, and they came on out and said, oh, yes, it had to be Russia. There was no confirmation. No U.S. government agency, FBI, NSA, CIA, were ever allowed to conduct a forensic analysis on that server. CrowdStrike has now backed off and abandoned the claim and saying, no, we didn't really find anything at all. And they are refusing to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into this. So at this point, there is zero evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. There is zero evidence of Russia hacking the DNC, and that is why they are so scared of the Seth Rich story. Because if it does come on out incontrovertibly that Seth Rich was that DNC leak, then it destroys the credibility of the corporate media who's been pushing Russian hacker, Russian hacker, Russian hacker. It destroys the credibility of the Hillary Clinton campaign that's been pushing Russian hacker. And by the way, if you notice, she's risen from the grave again. She's out there. And, of course, the DNC as a whole. So there we are. John Podesta is out there accusing Sean Hannity of colluding with Russia. Don't believe anything that they're saying. They're colluding with Russia. They're trying to revive that arm of Russian propaganda meme that they had out there for all of us in the independent media. Now then, there's been another child porn scandal. This one is really icky. Jacob Schwartz is the president of the Manhattan Young Democrats, and he works for Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration. He was arrested last Thursday. Apparently, he had thousands of child pornography images and videos on his laptop, and the descriptions of some of them are really disgusting, and I'm not going to go into the detail, except that I have to ask, how do these sickos get into positions of power? Is nobody really vetting these people for psychological aberration, or is that maybe part of the job requirement so that you can be blackmailed and controlled? But this is really disgusting stuff if you read the story. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to take a couple of phone calls. Lou in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Guten Morgen, Mike.
Guten Morgen. B. Gates is in. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. I don't know. I guess you may have heard that last week at a commencement speech at a graduation class, I don't know which college or university it was out in the country, over here in the country, that Hillary, Madame Hillary, was invited to give a commencement speech. And I was at work when I saw this on the news and stuff, and, you know, I just rolled my eyes, and I just almost wanted to throw up, man. You know, I just said, golly, no shame. What a national disgrace.
Yes.
If I would have been receiving a diploma from that college, Mike, I would have refused the diploma. You know, I couldn't believe it. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't want to know what college or university this was.
Well, she's trying to come back into public life. She did the commencement speech. Apparently, she or her body double marched in one of these Memorial Day parades yesterday wearing the blue sunglasses.
Oh, man, unbelievable, Mike. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I even told my wife, man, what country, what other university out in the world would allow such a criminal, a psychopath, and a traitor to go up and deliver a commencement speech like that? You know? I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, geez, Mike.
Okay.
Hi, guys. How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, like I said, we had an inadvertent day off yesterday. Claire and I basically just rested and slept a lot because we've been running on the edge of exhaustion for the last month or so. And so it was a chance to catch up on our sleep and our energy, and we're feeling a lot better today. So that's basically all that we did.
All right, Mike. Well, yeah, happy Memorial Day and stuff. I'm going to be working on my train set, too, and stuff. So you take
care. That sounds like fun. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I was wondering why Kim.com couldn't take his evidence in case to, like, another country's court or the world court to prove that it was actually Seth Rich that uploaded the documents that WikiLeaks received.
I'm not sure that Kim.com would have standing to bring a case in any court outside the jurisdiction of the United States of America in order to present his evidence. Basically, he wants to find a way to get his evidence to the congressional investigators. And apparently part of it is personal testimony on his relationship with Seth Rich and his participation in the forwarding of information to WikiLeaks. Frankly, I think he could testify over video. That's certainly not been unheard of in congressional investigations. But he wants to get this evidence out there, and apparently a lot of it, again, is just his personal testimony. Otherwise, if it was actual records, computer data, he could just send it along.
You don't think that that Seth Rich used his mega upload to upload some of the files that went to WikiLeaks?
Well, actually, I think most of it was being passed by hand on flash drives because of the awareness of how deeply the Internet is being surveilled. Apparently, there were one or two cutouts where Seth Rich would hand a flash drive to one person, they'd hand it to another, they'd hand it to another, and then it got into the hands of WikiLeaks that way. I'm sure Seth Rich was aware to the extent of over and above NSA spying. We now know Hillary Clinton had spyware on all of her own staff. Computer. She was spying on all of them. I'm totally, totally paranoid. And Seth Rich would be in a position to have known that that was what was going on. So we had to be very, very careful about, first of all, making copies of the DNC emails without being detected, and certainly not put them on an open internet where they would be immediately spotted. So yeah, it was handed off with flash drives.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break.
One more thing, Michael. Another thing is that the DNC server should also have evidence of who uploaded those files, I would say.
Well, the DNC won't let anybody look at them. We got to let you go for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I take this next phone call, I was looking at the Fox News feed, and they were running this banner story about basically how the mainstream media reported on Trump's meeting with Pope Francis. In other words, they're not really reporting on Trump's meeting with Pope Francis. They're reporting on themselves. They're trying to make the mainstream media the story. Talk about self-aggrandizement and an overinflated sense of one's place in the universe. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm a big Trump supporter, but I want to go back in time a little bit. The last time I really was happy politically was when the Republicans won the House in 1994 after a couple of years of Bill Clinton with Waco, and it wasn't, but I remember the Vince Foster thing coming out before that election, and I sent money to the Republicans, and I told them, when I sent money, I said, you have to investigate Vince Foster. You can destroy the Clinton presidency by doing that, and they never did a darn thing about it. And really, I just basically, with 9/11, I got, you know, way out of the politics. I voted for Bush because I wanted, you know, non-interventionism, and then I get a false flag and war all over.
Interventionism, yeah.
Yeah, and
I mean,
and
that goes all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson campaigned on keeping the United States out of the European war, and then, of course, he gets elected. They do that thing with the Lusitania smuggling weapons to Great Britain, and all of a sudden we're in World War One. So it's hardly new. Presidents will lie and trick you to get you into war. The reason the Republicans never looked into the death of Vince Foster is because both the Clintons and the Bushes are actually very close allies. They may be in different political parties for the sake of the TV cameras and the elections, but they're actually very tightly aligned together around that CIA cocaine smuggling operation, which has basically corrupted America's politics going back 30 years. And nobody wants to get into anything that is going to risk that because, again, that is a great secret that would bring the entire government down. If the American people ever woke up and realized that, yes, the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the U.S. government itself, they're not going to sit still for that. They're absolutely not going to. So anything that gets close to that flow of cocaine money out of Arkansas in the 1980s, even the Clintons' worst enemies are working to keep a lid on that story because they're looking out for their own continued positions of power, prestige, and wealth.
Well, my father used to say it was because of the FBI files. Remember, that happened around 1994 also. And it was really made a story to let everybody know. It was one of those stories that the Clintons liked getting out there because it showed, it let all their, opponents realize that they have the goods on everybody in Congress. But the thing that is upsetting me with Trump and why I'm having flashbacks is I really worked hard for Trump. I mean, I really did what I could. I sent money. I was on the computer all the time. And he has this Seth Rich and this whole Russia thing being served up to him on a platter. And if he doesn't take this club and hit them over the head with it, I don't know what to do. I sit here and cheer for the man, but it's like he's allowing himself to be hamstrung. I just don't understand it. If he's for real, he's going to use this club and destroy the Democratic Party and the Clinton machine. If he isn't, then it's not going to happen. So I don't know what else to say except I'm getting very, very frustrated.
Well, Joe, right now, President Trump, and I'll be the first to say I'm very disappointed in him. I worked very hard, not so much for Trump, but against Hillary. When Trump won the election, I thought, you know, it really is a new beginning for the country, and obviously that has not transpired. But again, you're forgetting that anything connected with the Clintons and the Bushes has that built-in self-destruct device, which is exposing this corrupted core of the deep state, which could bring the entire government down. Now, right now, Donald Trump is the president, and I am going to assume that he is thinking he's the president of the entire country, Republican and Democrat. And so, yes, there would certainly be a partisan motive and even a little bit of vengeance to go after the Seth Rich case and embarrass the DNC. But again, he risks exposure of a scandal that could bring the entire government down around him. I mean, that is how monstrous all of this really is. If it were all to come on out, Donald Trump would be the last president of the United States of America, and I don't think he wants that on his resume. And again, let me give you another example. Back when John F. Kennedy got assassinated and Lyndon Johnson knew what was going on, and he knew that if he just went along with the agenda, there would be war with Cuba and war with Russia. So he concocted the crazed lone nut assassin basically to keep the United States from getting into a nuclear war with the Soviet Union. And we may not agree with his deception and cover-up, but you have to understand he really was operating from a very, very good motive. And Donald Trump may be in a position where his advisors are telling him, if you open up this can of worms, the whole government will come crashing down. And Trump is probably thinking, for the good of the nation as a whole, yeah, I got to go along with this. I certainly don't think Donald Trump was part of the assassination of Seth Rich. He certainly was a victim of it. As it was revealed by the WikiLeaks emails that he was a victim of massive election fraud. But again, as president, he's got to take the big picture. He's got to take the wide view. And I suspect, I mean, it's not like Trump has ever called me up and said, hi, this is what I'm doing. I think he's trying to start to maintain a larger overview of the nation as a whole, which is exactly what we want the president to be doing.
Yeah, but meanwhile, they're trying to destroy him. It's like a bunch of jackals. I think that he has to fight. I mean, they're going to destroy him if he doesn't fight and fight hard. I mean, I think that's what you're seeing in Bannon coming back and Kushner and Ivanka going back to New York. They tried to talk to him to be nice and to make nice with people, and then look how he had it thrown in his face. So I think that basically when I say to do this, I'm not looking forward to the fact that the dollar will go down and our, you know, all these institutions will be brought low, but at the same time, we can't just let them maintain their corrupt power or the country's going down anyway, and besides the fact that we need justice. I want to see justice for these criminals.
I absolutely do, too. I mean, after all these years, you know, and the loss of my career in Hollywood, I dream of somebody coming on up and saying, well, you know, we apologize for wrecking your life over the Vince Foster case. It's never going to happen, but it's a pleasant fiction. But again, Trump may be starting to assert his independence, and he's going to have to play it very, very carefully because he does know that if he annoys too many blocks of power, that he could be killed, because that is a reality. I think if Donald Trump were to get involved in the Seth Rich case, the corporate media would excoriate him for partisan rumor mongering. And so what we're going to have to do is hopefully Kim.com will be able to present his evidence. I mean, at this point, any reasonable person looking at the evidence around the Seth Rich case is that, yes, he was the DNC leaker. Russia had nothing to do with it. Nobody can prove that. There's considerable evidence that Seth Rich was the leaker, and obviously he was not killed as a part of a robbery because he still had his wallet, watch, and cell phone. So any reasonable person looking at it, there's a very compelling circumstantial case. Seth Rich was the DNC leaker, and he was killed for it. And we all know it, and that's almost as good as having the government come out and admit it. In fact, it doesn't really matter what the government says anymore anyway. It doesn't matter what Hillary says. We all know that she's lying. It doesn't matter what the DNC says. We know they're lying. It doesn't matter what the corporate media says. We know they're lying. We have evolved an American population that is learning and deciding for themselves what is really going on, and that is the first step toward returning to be a truly free and independent people, thinking for ourselves.
Well, I'd like to see some of these institutions start doing some house cleaning themselves. I mean, you could have an organized crime family, and if the head, the capo de tutti frutti, is embarrassing the family, they'll take care of that themselves. And I think that has to happen in the CIA and the FBI, and some of these corrupt families need to have an accident, if you know what I mean. Just if they want to keep this country and keep the institutions relevant, they're going to have to do something about this corruption sooner or later. It's just it's out of control.
Well, at this point, I think we're past the point of no return. I've been waiting for over 20 years to see any indications within any government agencies of a strong move to restore the republic, and it just seems the corruption gets worse and worse, and I'm still convinced that if we just wait patiently and we do not resort to violence, that the system is going to tear itself apart the way the former Soviet Union did. We're seeing a badly factionalized government. We've got a story a little bit further where we've got legislators threatening to kill each other over their contrasting agendas. We're seeing a government that is badly factionalized. The NSA's gone rogue. CIA went rogue decades ago. The Pentagon seems to be going rogue. And it's fragmenting before our very eyes. And all the economic experts are saying there's going to be a major financial upheaval, and we could see the whole shebang come crashing down, like the former Soviet Union. It's going to be very, very hard for ordinary Americans to get through, I would say, 3 to 4 months while we put together a new republic in this land. And then life will be better for us than it was before. And that is our best option right now.
Well, like I said, I was hoping Trump was going to govern more as a fighter like he campaigned, and I think he's going to have to survive his presidency.
I agree with you on that one. I think the ejection of Kushner and the bringing back of Bannon is a good sign. I've seen a few small indications that Donald Trump is trying to become Donald Trump that he sold us last year. But he is surrounded by that deep state. He's surrounded by the neocons, they've probably got him convinced that if the war agenda doesn't move forward, there'll be an economic collapse, whereas we all know it's going to happen anyway. But again, all paths forward lead to the destruction of the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, hey, one other thing. You know, I sat on my computer in Florida like 10 years ago ready to buy Bitcoin, and I didn't do it. And I'm kicking myself in the butt ever since. I just couldn't understand how it could be virtual currency, and I bought gold and silver instead. And I don't regret it, like, you know, because gold and silver is... has something tangible behind it. But I just, this is, to me, it's still a sign of the insanity that it could be at $2,000 a Bitcoin. It's nothing.
Well,
it took
a big hit last week. A lot of people are saying that the bubble has burst on that, and it may be heading back down again.
I just, to me, it's a sign of the insanity in the financial system. I'm sorry to any Bitcoin promoters, and I know there's a lot on the right, because it really got started through different, I heard about it on different, you know, internet radio shows, and I wish all those people all the happiness of the world, but I just can't understand it. It just seems like everything around is just based on bullshit, excuse my French. But anyway, thanks for listening to me, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, as you know, Donald Trump has formed a Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, and apparently they're already hard at work. You're not going to see this in the corporate media, but apparently they already did a study over in Virginia, and they found at least 5,000 non-U.S. citizens registered to vote in Virginia. So they're starting to find stuff. They're starting to actually dig all of this information out. And again, the corporate media does not want to talk about anything to do with election fraud because they are part of the problem. We're going to take another phone call. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Speaking of election fraud, did you ever get a chance to read those transcripts from the Bernie Sanders lawsuit?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. Is that Bernie Sanders' own lawsuit or the class action?
No, it's the class action. And it's a class action lawsuit. The DNC doesn't even deny that they, you know, did rig the election. What's really just developed last week, I forget the guy's name, one of the prosecuting attorneys showed up dead, woke up dead. So I think this is a major story. If you get a chance
You're talking about the guy down on the beach. You're talking about the guy down on the beach in Florida.
I believe so. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to dig into the article.
He was shot in the head, and let me get his name up here again. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, he was a federal prosecutor. He was looking into visa fraud, and apparently he was also looking into an email, rather a postal vote fraud case where apparently somebody in his district where he was, which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district, had been stealing and destroying Bernie Sanders' absentee ballots. And he was looking into that
then,
as well.
Then goes back to the Wasserman Schultz laptop, which is in the possession of the Capitol Police, that the gentleman whose laptop it is, once he realized that it was in the possession of the police, immediately fled the country. I think he was, I'm quoting enough, I think he was an Algerian working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC. As soon as he found out, which is, there's major information on that laptop, and this is all tied back together with not so much the election fraud and the general election, but the primaries and you know, how they stole this from Bernie Sanders. Because apparently, from what I understand, from Jared Beck, the lead attorney against the DNC, this shows all their tricks. This shows everything that they do. This is looking behind the magician's curtain. And it's, I don't know how it's not on the front page of every newspaper in the country.
Well, because unfortunately, much of the corporate media is still very much in alignment with the liberal agenda. And thou shalt not say anything bad about any liberal. And thou shalt not say anything good about any conservative. Seems to be their editorial policy at this point. Anyway, we're talking about Branton J. Wisenant, Jr., and he was found floating in the water with a gunshot to his head, Hollywood Beach. And as of the last word, again, like Seth Rich, he still had his wallet, still had his watch, still had his cell phone. Apparently, last word, it is being treated as a suspicious death.
Well, that's a plus. I mean, at least it's not being written off as a robbery or something like that. I hope that they continue that prosecution. And this guy, Jared Beck, I mean, this guy, he's an ace. I mean, he's a liberal, but he's a true liberal. And all he wants is fair elections and fairness and things of that nature. I've seen a bunch of interviews with him. I don't know, it might be someone with Priscilla and a friend. But, yeah, I mean, when you hear him explain some of the reasons that the DNC has to throw out this fraudulent case, it's, you know, that the DNC...
Yeah, their attitude is... Their attitude is, we're allowed to do this, and you're not allowed to complain. Anyway, Kyle, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're actually going to take just one more phone call, and then we're going to close the lines for a little while because I have so much news built up over this last weekend here. So, James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to talk about how you were talking about the big secret with the whole drug running and everything, and even going back to Arkansas Times and even Woodrow Wilson, it really all just turns to Israel. Israel and their domination of all the Western politics.
That's a bit of a stretch there. I mean, yes, we know that Israel...
Really?
I think that's a bit of a stretch. Israel loves to get involved in other people's governments and cause a great deal of trouble. But in terms of the Iran-Contra operation, Israel doesn't seem to have had a huge amount to do with that. It was basically Herbert Walker Bush's CIA, remember he was the former director, and they were playing the same regime change program we have been seeing. It's much more exposed and visible today, but they've been doing it all the way back at least to the end of World War II. Now, hang on a minute, okay? Yes, Israel's government has done a lot of bad things, but let's not just go on out there and try and say Israel's government is to blame for everything, because they're not. There are a lot of evil people in the world who are not part of Israel's government. There are a lot of evil people in the world who are part of the United States government. So let's be fair and honest and balanced and objective about this. What became known as the Iran-Contra scandal appears to have been completely internal to the CIA trying to interfere in Nicaragua to help the Contras overthrow the Sandinistas. And they were sending them covert arms manufactured with lower receivers without serial numbers so they couldn't be traced. And because this was an illegal covert operation under the Bolin Amendment and the Logan Act, they had to fund it some other way than asking Congress for the money. And so they did it by smuggling drugs back into the United States. And it wasn't the first time the CIA was caught smuggling heroin into the U.S. all the way back during Vietnam. But this was all internal to the CIA, and Israel's government really did not have a whole heck of a lot to do with any of that.
Yeah,
and it's also it's also not accurate to say that Woodrow Wilson was somehow part of this, because no, that was a completely separate issue.
You're right in that point, but just like AIPAC, the Progress for the New American Century, it was dual citizens from Israel and America that were working. Making up, because at the end of the day, it all benefited Israel. Everything benefited.
James, the Project for the New American Century came along after the Arkansas.
Who wrote it?
It was the neocons. But you've got your timeline is kind of messed up. Anyway, James, we're going to let you go.
But who are the neocons?
We're coming up on the top of the show and our station identification, and. We're going to close the phone lines for a while here to get some news on out here. Now, as you know, there are a lot of new startup social media companies trying to gain a foothold as public distrust of the established social media is starting to grow. They're struggling. Not all of them are making it. There was a rival to Reddit called Voat, and it looks like they are probably going to have to shut down because of money problems. And we're sorry to see them go. We need more social media platforms in order to counter censorship. We'll be back after station identification.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com. Republic.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.